This is KUT. The Austin School Board has new leadership after former board president Gina Hinojosa stepped down as board president to run for the Texas House. She's still on the school board, but won't run for re-election this year. With new leadership, KUT's Kate McGee reports, there could be a renewed focus on the disparities between some AISD schools.
When newly appointed school board president Kendall Pace and vice president Paul Saldana ran for the board, they both listed equity between schools as a major issue. Financial equity between wealthier and poorer schools, equity in opportunity and inclusion within the district. About a year ago, the board voted to move ahead with an equity self-assessment.
Frankly, it's moved a little too slow for me.
So about a year, nothing really happened. And I think, so in my opinion, right, let's just call a spade a spade.
That's Kendall Pace and Paul Saldana. The Texas Civil Rights Project, a nonprofit legal group, has pushed the school district to do an equity assessment since 2012, when it released a report that showed financial inequities between East and West Austin schools, especially when it comes to fundraising. Last year, it said if the district didn't, it would file a complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights.
I want to move forward with something, and I really want to move forward in some of our struggling communities. And I go back to, it's got to be equity and outcomes. What we have to be about is student achievement. If we're not about student achievement, then, you know, why are we here?
At an equity committee meeting earlier this month, the district presented a draft timeline for the assessment. Pace and Saldana say the goal is to conduct one by the fall. Saldana says he's encouraged by the timetable, but Pace isn't so sure.
That still feels far away.
The equity committee still needs to approve the district's timeline before sending it to a full board for final approval. Their next committee meeting is February 11th. It's not clear whether they'll approve the timeline at that meeting. Kate McGee, KUT News.